from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah.
What's your mindset right now?
I'd say my mindset is really just to go out there, game, practice, walk through, just lift, whatever it is, just keep on getting better, keep on chipping away, keep on putting the work in, and just making sure that I'm doing my part out there. I'm one of the 11 dudes flying around on the field, and I'm giving max effort at all times, and I'm also being intentional, like Coach said, and just trying to better myself, because I know if I play better, it helps the team in the long run.
You ever talk with the other guys about, like, I'm sure you have goals, but what you do as a defensive line together, like, what's that mean? You guys talk about what you do together?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it all the time, man. Ed, DQ, Vaughn, AJ Smoot, like, just we're always reflecting on what we can do better and how we can affect games coming up here in the near future. This season is definitely something that motivates us being able to go out there, whether it's like 2 minute or just even in the run game, being able to stop the run up front with six, just things like that. We're always talking about them and reflecting on them.
I know, like, pass rush wraps so fast, right?
Yeah.
Talking about 3 to 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Do you feel like since you're looking good and now you have so many more answers when things maybe don't go well early in the wrap?
Yeah, I'd say being able to have a rush plan before the play and then countering off of it, just being intentional, really, like, it goes a long way. Like, usually, like, if you're a younger player, you might just be out there like, all right, like, my job is to go straight or go through the B gap, and you're kind of just focused just on that. But I mean, as you get older and as you get more experience, you're like, all right, I'm gonna try this, but then if that doesn't work to the outside, I'm gonna try to counter, swim back inside, or power arm over, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, having a plan goes a long way, and I feel like with the more experience you have, you'll be able to formulate more plans and really execute them in times like the games.
How much do you keep learning out of it, right? Like, how often do you say, okay, you know what, that's something I've tried, or
yeah,
looks a little bit different. Is it maybe going against a different guy, a smaller or bigger guy?
Like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you should definitely change it up a little bit when you go against a smaller, bigger guy, but at the end of the day, like, everybody has their own skill set, kind of, and even as a pass rusher, you're probably only going to have a couple of moves that really work for you, and the way you move in your body type, like, you can't be doing, like, a million things out there, you know what I'm saying? So just having 2-3 go-to moves and having a counter off of them, like, all right, if I double swipe and this doesn't work, I'm countering back inside in this way, shape, or form. Like, just knowing, like, be you out there and do it confidently, I feel like that goes a long way. Yeah. 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 I mean, I'll take a little things here and there from other dudes around the league, but at the end of the day, you got to know you and what you're good at. You know, like, even talking to Vaughn over the last 3 years, like, even Vaughn will tell you, like, he's out there, he's going speed, he's going double swipe, he's doing some counters off, but even Vaughn doesn't have, like, he's not going into a game with 20 different or 10, not even 10 different moves, you know what I'm saying? Like, a good D lineman, I feel like, knows what they're good at, and they just capitalize on that.
When you try to keep adding or anything on pass rush, you also can't lose your edge setting, right?
Yeah.
As a run defender,
yeah,
you've been good at it in your career. Like, how important is it to kind of make sure you still keep that part of your game?
Yeah. It's important for sure, and I feel like it's hard to be in between. I feel like a lot of that goes into like situational awareness. So knowing like it's first and 10, and if it's like 12 personnel and there's two tight ends on the field, this team might run the ball 70% of the time and do play action 30% of the time. So in that situation, you probably got to favor the 70% and play a little bit more with your eyes on the tight end or wherever that, and kind of focus on your run keys because it's first and 10. But then it's second and 8 or whatever, you could steal one and get a good get off on second and 8, kind of just knowing that it might be like 68% pass or something like that. So just being able, I think being able to be tied into the situation goes a long way when it comes to like setting the edge and playing the run versus like, all right, I'm going to get to my rush quick. And sometimes you kind of get caught in between, but I feel like it's the second and 8 situations like that where you can steal a really good rep.
Do you get into the numbers like that, Greg? Like, I know game plan, they'll give you that. Do you
yeah.
That and say second and 8, they're percentage-wise, they like to do something like that. Do you think about that?
I wouldn't say I think about it, but just knowing, just putting myself in a, like let's say I'm playing the game, I'm playing NCAA. If it's second and 10 in NCAA, I'm going to throw the ball probably. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. And it's pretty like, I feel like most teams, I feel like football is football at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? 3rd and 8, you're going to try to push the ball downfield. You know what I'm saying? 2nd and 9, 2nd and 11, like they're probably going to pass it in 1st and 10, run or pass, but I don't know. Sometimes I'm thinking run a little bit more.
There's a play in the school of It's been all over social media.
Yeah.
What happens in your mind when that play develops and happens the way
it? Yeah, I mean, yeah, it happened the way I wanted it to happen. I want every play to go like that. You know what I'm saying? But really, it was just a good get off, I feel like, and just threatening upfield shoulder, kind of getting the offensive lineman to turn his shoulders a little bit, and he kind of just left inside exposed. So I went speed to power and fell off inside.
When you watch that and film during the week of practice, what's the reaction?
It was a cool reaction. Dudes were happy about it. They were like, nice move, and all that. But, I mean, yeah, I'm glad it happened. But at the end of the day, it's a long season. You know, I've already put it behind me. There's way bigger things we're working towards, like team-wise and individually. You know what I'm saying? You got to go out there and keep doing it every single practice, every single game. So I'm excited for the future. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I'm a guy who has to go out there and play my best ball to help the team win. You know what I'm saying? I don't really get too caught up in like the name tags and I gotta be this or that or this, that, and the third. Like, nah, I'm going out there trying to be the best Greg Russo I could be. You know what I'm saying? To help the team win and just trying to do my job every single play. And if I can on a play, do a little bit more and make splash plays that at the end of the day help the team win. You know? Yeah. 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 I'm not going to say exactly what I'm focused on just because, but I'm focused on a lot of things in practice. I know there's a lot of things that I can get better. I know I haven't arrived. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that I can improve on. So I'm glad to be out here. I'm excited to be out here and just working on my craft for these next few weeks leading up to the season. Nah, it doesn't change nothing for me. I mean, I'm gonna go out there and just work my butt off and keep trying to get better and keep on trying to sharpen that sword for the season. And when the preseason game comes around, I'm gonna be cheering my teammates on. And if I see anything on the field that I can help them with the younger guys, I'm gonna tell them like, yo, I saw this, I saw that, or whatever, and just give them a little something that might help them out in the next play or next series.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.